have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Shout out D on the track, Paint Music Media, shout out DJ Lee Productions, and I'm Al Care. But if you a game changer, got my head, my grind on high, win, lose, or draw, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane, my God is the aim, put me in coach, and watch me change the game, cause I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer. I'm full court press, I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left, they give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat, can get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home, I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain death, who you liking? Yeah, so it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds, you can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me, you better off to let me in. Cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game, my head is in. Go to life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards is skyrocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money grams. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need a 100 grand to tell him that they need the lamb in heaven. It's just who I am, Al Kim, this where I stand. Trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that, that's insane. It's every day your butt they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, get the win. And if you a game changer, let me see my you head. Represent.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm a game changer. Yes. Boy, that right there gets me going every time. Welcome, 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 welcome to another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I'm so glad you guys are here with me, spending some time with me. Yes, indeed. It has been quite the time. I tell you what, guys, it seems like it's been forever since we last were together. And I'm telling you, no matter what the weather, I just miss you guys. And you know what? I'm a little happy right now and overcome with emotion because it's just like I had a dear friend to come right back home and visit me for the first time in a long time. And I just want to say thank you guys for just taking out a small amount of your time to share with me, your boy Dre, for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Radio for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can help so many people. Why? Because I'm doing it for you guys. Because you guys need help, and that's just what I do. I help people. I care so much about you, and I always put others before myself. Unless I'm in the line in the grocery store and I'm really trying to get out of there quick, fast, in a hurry, then, of course, you can't jump in front of me unless you want to get slapped or strangled. Anyway, let's get right into it now. Tonight, we're going to be reading some letters. I do get people that actually write in, or they make comments, and they have things that are going on in their life, situations or circumstances, and they just need a little guidance, a little help, some helpful advice to get them over the hump, to get them through a rough time or a difficult situation or confused state. And so tonight I'm going to be answering some of those letters in hopes of helping some of those people out there, some of you all that are going through difficult times and having problems, okay, because it's what I do. I just solve problems. Why? Because I'm a problem solver. This first letter reads, I'm going to put my glasses on. Oh, and before I start reading these letters, I appreciate you guys writing in and emailing me and things like that. But please try to use spell check because sometimes when words are misspelled, it makes me sound like I ain't got no sense or I'm uneducated. It's not me, it's y'all. And so I just don't want to get myself confused with you guys' ignorance. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that. But use spell check. That way ain't nobody got no problems. And it's easily read and it's easily understood. All right? Anyway, this first letter, it reads, my husband keeps telling me I need to lose weight. Dear Dre, he works out 3 hours a day and eats no junk food or sweets. Now, I work 6 days a week, so I always seem to only have time for fast food. I have gone from a size 6 to a size 10 since our wedding day 3 years ago, so I understand why he would be so critical. But I'm the only one working right now, and it's been that way for the last 6 to 7 months. And I just don't have time to worry about watching my weight like apparently he does. Please help me. Signed, Heavy Heart. Wow. Wow. So you're telling me that your husband has become critical and basically telling you that you have to lose weight because you went from a size 6 to a size 10 in 3 years. Well, it sounds like to me, honestly, there is a problem. And I can see what the problem is right off the bat. The problem that you're having is you can lose the weight. You just don't want to do what's necessary to lose the weight. And I tell you what you need to do to lose the weight. You need to get a divorce. I'm sorry. If you're the only one working and it's been that way for 6 to 7 months, of course he got time to go to the gym and work out and get his body perfectly fit because he ain't got nothing better to do. But you're working and paying all the bills. Let me tell you something, Heavy Heart. What you need to do is you need to go home, look that man in the eye, tell him to pack his little regular bags and get up out of there. Why are you the only one working? Huh? Please, if you want to lose weight fast, the fastest way to drop some unnecessary dead weight is to get rid of him. You're welcome. This second letter, it reads, Dear Dre, my coworker seems like a pretty sweet person, and she always offers to help out any way she can. She never has an unkind word for anyone and is the most positive person I've met. But her breath is so bad, it should come with a warning label. Please help me. How can I tell her without hurting her feelings? Signed, Lean Back. Wow, Lean Back.
this is a delicate situation right here. Because I'm telling you, I've actually been in the company of people, nice people, sweet people, the salt of the earth, and their breath has just smelled like pepper spray. It's just been funky like a monkey. I know you don't want to hurt her feelings, but here's some things, some helpful hints that you can kind of give her to let her know that her breath is kicking like karate. For instance, offer a gum. If she won't take it, I tell you what you do. Offer a mouthwash. If she won't drink it, I tell you what to do. Offer a Tic Tac. If she won't suck it, I tell you what to do. Why don't you take a wad of gum out of your mouth, put it in your hand, and slap her across her face with it, and as you're slapping across her face and you get to her lips, just push it in her mouth. Again, I'm not telling you, and I'm not endorsing violence, but people, please, bad breath is a weapon. And if she's assaulting you with her breath, the least you can do is fight back with some gum. I'm just saying. An eye for an eye and a weapon for a weapon. Bad breath is a weapon. Gum is the only antidote to cure it. This next letter reads, my wife's sister has 4 kids, all under the age of 12. First of all, I got a problem with that. 4 kids and they all under the age of 12? Wow. Anyway, and they are worse than termites in a lumber factory. Every time they come around, they destroy everything. And it wouldn't be so bad if she at least tried to discipline them. But she will never say anything to them. She will just sit there and ignore the fact that they are all over the place doing anything and everything that they want while tearing up my house and everything in it. I work hard for my things, and I have nice things, and I want to keep these nice things. But she gets mad whenever I try to say something to them. I've complained to my wife, but she refuses to engage in any meaningful conversation with her sister about these bad kids. Please help. Signed, about to catch a case. Now, see, I got a problem with this. The kids are bad because the parent is bad. And the parent is bad because the parent is just pathetic. Let me tell you something. The problem I have with bad kids is not the kids, it's the parents that let the kids get bad. Because you were the first one to see them being bad, and you chose to ignore it. And why they got worse and worse. And then you got the nerve to take your bad kids to this man's house and let him destroy everything, and you don't say anything. And when he tries to say something to correct them, to get them to behave, you get mad. Let me tell you something about the catch a case. This is what you do. The next time they come over there, what you do is you make sure that you sit them on the couch, and you sit them on the couch, and you reach behind your back, and you pull out a hammer with one of those thick wooden heads on it. I don't want you to kill the kids, but every time they get ready to get up without permission, you just slap them across their knee. That right there, sit them right back down. You ain't trying to kill nobody. What you're trying to do is eliminate their mobility. So every time they try and get up, if they don't raise their hand, all you do is you slap them across the knee with that hammer with that big, thick rubber head on it. And I tell you what, that'll keep them from getting up. Now, they might be a little sore, might be a little incapacitated, but at least your house would be nice, just like you had before they came over. Now, again, I'm not endorsing violence, but I'm telling you, the kids are the future. And if the kids are the future and the kids are bad, that means the future is going to be bad. Come on, let's have a good future. Finally, this last letter for the night, it reads, this is so embarrassing. Could you help me, Dre? My wife's grandmother has been staying with us for a couple of weeks while her house is going through some renovations. And I guess I got a little too comfortable, and she caught me walking around my house naked. Now, she and my wife were supposed to be going to the hairdresser that morning, but apparently she told my wife to go on without her because she didn't quite feel up to it. I had no idea anyone was there but me when I actually got up out of the bed and decided to walk around in the buff. She saw me. Her eyes got wide. She gasped and stood there staring. What can I do? Because ever since then, it has just been uncomfortable to be around her. Signed, Look At Me Now. Wow, Look At Me Now. Couple questions for you. Look At Me Now. I'm a little concerned about what you said towards the end. Her eyes got wide. That's a good thing. The second thing is she just stood there staring. Why didn't she turn away? Why didn't she gasp and run out of the room? Something going on with Grandma. Apparently, Grandma been wanting to see you like that for a long time. Or when she saw you like that, she liked what she saw. So she wanted to stand there and gaze in amazement. Now, I'm not saying that Grandma has been checking you out or been fantasizing about you. But I'm just saying, if I were you, I would wear 2 layers of clothes whenever I'm around Grandma. As long as she's there, I would make sure, again, no boxers. You don't want to wear no boxers. Regular underwear and no tighty whities. Maybe a boxer brief, okay? Not something too tight. You got a little looseness to it, okay? And whatever you do, no skinny jeans. You don't want to sit over the top. Again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse. I hope I've helped you folks. You guys got some serious problems. And hopefully I've given you some really direct and correct answers to help you along your way. Now, this first segment with the Sunday with Nuts with Dre is, of course, one of our religious segments. No, it's not the church announcements. It's this segment called The Church Play Too Much. In days and times like this, we really need God. We do. And where do most people go to find God? They go to church. Why? Because God live in church. He do. He live in the heart, too, but he live in church, too. It's just like the president live in the White House. God live in the church house. But now, not everybody finds God in the church. Why? Because God ain't necessarily in the building. Why? Because all the churches ain't for God. And he don't go in there because a lot of these churches playing too much. Let me tell you something. It could be your church that's playing too much. Could be a family member's church that plays too much. Could be a friend or a coworker or a stranger in the street church who plays too much. Somebody you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they are at a church that's just playing too much. Now, if you don't recognize any of these in any of the churches that you go to or have attended, that's because all of them are wrapped into a really bad church that you happen to be a member of, and you are in denial. Run away from that church because you're going to end up going to hell. Because that church ain't for heaven. It's for the devil. Here we go. Some examples of how the church is playing too much. Number one, the church play too much. Why the church got a bump and grind ministry? Who's leading the praise team? R. Kelly? Can't be. Unless he's leading it via satellite. Come on now. Number two, the church play too much. Why do they have to run your credit before you can come up front to get prayer? Wait a minute. So you got to run a credit check on me before I come and get prayer? Make that make sense. I don't understand that. Why do you got to check my credit? So what are you saying? That God ain't going to bless me, ain't going to hear me unless my credit score is up to standards? Come on now. Quit playing, church. Number three, the church play too much. This one right here. Communion is invite only. See, the church is playing too much. You mean to tell me I can't get no body and blood unless you invite me? So what if I bring my own? Now, I can't. So what you're saying is I can't have no communion if I don't get no invitation for communion. See, that's wrong. That's wrong. The church plays too much. Number four, the pastor's in the pulpit preaching in white socks and slides. I don't understand that right there. I don't understand the whole craze with the white socks and the slides. I don't understand that. If you go to a church and you look up in the pulpit and you see the pastor preaching and he's got on white socks and some slides, please get up and excuse yourself immediately. The church played too much. Number five, the tambourine player is working on a solo album. Come on now. I don't understand that. Wait a minute. First of all, why is the tambourine player never with the rest of the musicians? Why they got to be all out in the crowd? I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. The church played too much. Number six, The president of the mother's board is a man. Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. Number seven, the church played too much. Why they got a VIP section in the church? I don't understand that. So I guess those must be for the people that's really tithing. I mean, they go hard in the tithing pay, okay? They paying 10, 15, 20, 30%. So they really giving money. I bet they get a communion invite. If you're in the VIP section at the church, I guarantee you, you're getting a communion invite. But why you got a VIP section in your church? Number eight, the church plays too much. Why they got a pawn shop in the back? You know what? That just shows you it's all about the money. It's all about the money. So you mean to tell me if you ain't got no money for the church, you can pawn your stuff to get a loan out for some money to put in the church? Come on now. The church play too much. It's all about the money. Number nine, the church play too much. Why they got a crack smoking area? You know what? I don't understand that one. I don't understand that. I did go to a church. I visited a church that had a weed smoking area. And I was just like, man, this is too much. Now, I did join that same day, but it wasn't for the weed smoking area. It wasn't. It was for the weed. I'd go home and smoke by myself. Anyway, number 10, the church played too much. Why the first lady got her own dressing room and she changing outfits and wigs three times during the service? I don't understand that. It's not a show. It's not a concert for the first lady. Number 11, the church played too much. Why is the handicap seating on the second floor and ain't no elevator? So y'all playing with these people. These people, they handicapped. You're going to make them walk upstairs or roll upstairs to get to the handicap seating. I don't understand that. Why would you do something like that? See, the church play too much. What they're telling me is you don't want no handicapped people in your church. You don't want them to get the good parking spaces. That's what you're telling me. Come on now. The church play too much. This one right here, number 12. The church play too much. How the church going to have a pay toilet? I don't understand that. You go in, you got to use the bathroom. If you ain't got the, you know what, if you ain't got the quarter, you can't use the bathroom, or at least it won't flush. Come on, man. Come on now. The church is playing too much. This one right here, the church play too much. Why do people running the couples ministry is going through a divorce? The church play too much. I don't understand that. How are they going to tell you how to stay a couple and they can't stay a couple? I just don't understand that. The church is playing too much. This one right here, the church play too much. That one right here. This one, the church is showing up playing too much. The church play too much. Why is it? Why does the church play too much when this is happening? Why is the pastor up in the pulpit wearing a do-rag? I don't understand that. You can't be in a do-rag, and I just don't believe you can serve the Lord properly in the church with a do-rag on. I'm just saying. And you're not going to lay your hands on me to pray for me, and you got a do-rag on. You're just not. The church played too much. This one right here. The church played too much. Why if you write a bad check to the church, they got you on the bulletin board with your picture? I don't understand that. They ain't nobody's business. You made a mistake. You just made a mistake. If God forgive, the church should be able to forgive too. The church play too much. This one right here. The church play too much. Wow. This one right here. The church is definitely playing too much. The church play too much. Why the church got a separate section for transvestites? Talking about it, he, she. You know what? I'm not going to do that. You know, on a side note, do y'all know that it's a church somewhere in California that they believe in, and they got it called the Church of Beyonce? Why would you go to the Church of Beyonce? I don't understand it. I mean, Beyonce, yeah, great singer, got some good songs, but I'm not going to go to no Beyonce church. You're not going to see me. I'm not going to walk in there singing, "I'm a survivor for the Lord." I'm not. No. Talking about, Lord Jesus, can you bless my bills? Bless my automobiles? Bless my rent bills? Bless my telephone bills? Come on, I don't think you do. Come on now. I honestly, the church is playing too much. Y'all better quit playing with these churches. And another thing, Church's Chicken, that's a restaurant. That's a restaurant. Let me tell you how I found out that some people don't understand that Church's Chicken is a restaurant. I had a lady came to our church 3 weeks ago. So did. We was having dinner. Me and my family, we had some chicken that I had also made in my oven for me and my family. Now, we sitting in the car eating our chicken because we didn't want to share it with nobody. Our window was cracked because the air conditioner's gone out, and so we didn't want to fry just like our chicken would. But the lady goes, knock on the window, asking for some chicken. I said, well, we just got enough for us. It's just enough for me and my family. She going to say, no, you on church's ground. So that's the church's chicken. I stole the one time and one time only. Get away from my car. I'm going to shoot you with this mace like I did Deacon Fry. Quit playing, church. The church played too much. People are rude at the church for no reason. Somebody be bumping into me at church. I don't know who it is, but somebody always walking behind me and bumping to me. I'm betting y'all. The next person bumping to me and don't say excuse me at church is going to get hands laid on them in a very physical and violent way. Another thing, I don't mind praying for nobody, okay? But I'm not going to pray for you, and you screaming, thank you, Jesus, and you spitting in my face, and your breath stink too. No, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to hold your hand if your hands is all sweaty. I'm not. Or I'm not going to hold your hand if I look and I see your nails are dirty. I'm not. The church play too much. Church folks are some of the worst folks I ever met in my life. I'm just not going to do it with y'all church folks. Quit doing that. Quit playing with me. Quit playing with yourself. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. And to all these old mothers in the church that's trying to hand out this candy with this lint in his hair that's been in your brassiere for all over 3 or 4 years. No, you can't get my kids none of that candy. That candy got hair on it, and it's your hair from your chest. It's your old chest hair on that candy. No, you can't give it to these kids, or my kids, or no kids. Keep that candy to yourself. You suck on it until all the hair's gone. Stop it. Understand it. And old ladies, quit getting up in church doing testimony service and start singing a song that you made up and want people to help you sing it. How are we going to help you sing a song that you make it up as you go? We don't know the words. Hell, you don't know the words. I don't understand it. I'm just venting, y'all. I'm just venting. I'm sorry. The church played too much. Finally, we come to the part of the show where we always put a little good Jesus in it, for it is the church announcement. I invite you to join us as we get our praise and worship on, because we would love to see you here. We're always looking for new members. We're always looking for dedicated men and women, dedicated to the house of the Lord, servers, people that who want to serve. We are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Let me tell you right now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body, that everybody's on one accord on the same page, and there's no saint left behind. I like to do church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet, and they can't watch us as we stream the sick and the shut it up in you. Also like to do announcements for individuals that may have been with us in the sanctuary for in-person service or may have been watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were quite busy doing other things that they had no business doing. For instance, let me tell you something, Deacon Lonnie. Now, you just was welcomed back to the church 2 weeks ago. So you got to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I've been watching you. So it should come as no surprise that I watch you and seen you when you watch the first lady bend over and pick up that piece of hairy candy that one of the mothers tried to get one of the kids that fell on the floor. I think you watch it when she bent over, and then she had to lick your lips. Let me tell you something. Let me catch you in on that again. Lick your lips again while you're looking at my wife bending over again. See what happened to me. Huh? I'm going to give you one of them uppercuts. Huh? I'm going to straight jab you. I'm going to put these holy hands on you. okay? I'm going to dash you in the eye. I'm going to pepper spray you. Don't play with me. Quit looking at my wife. Okay, I'm just glad. I'm just glad. Some told me to tell her to wear underwear this Sunday. Some told me. I mean, I almost told her, no, keep it bare. But I'm so glad I told her to wear underwear. Because if you saw that, if you saw that bit of sunshine, I had to run down there and choke the hell out of you. Anyway, enough number one. I just want to let you know that due to cutbacks, and a reduction of budgetary funds. The annual fish fry next Saturday will consist of fish sticks and potato chips. And it is invite only. If you don't get an invite, don't show up to church trying to get no fish sticks. Now, don't, please don't come and get your feelings hurt or embarrassed. It's invite only. And that's number two. Look here. Somebody been in my office without my permission. Somebody been in my office without my permission. And he's a low-down, dirty thief. Because I got two black and mouths missing out of the drawer. Two of them missing. Whoever I find out got two of my black and mouths, it's going to be hell to pay. I hope you choke to death. And that's number three. As we all know, Sister Latasha and her six kids have been asking for help with some bills. Apparently, they have threatened to kick out of her three-bedroom apartment. Because she's almost 3 months behind on the rent. So I told her that I would get with the church and we was going to do something and make sure that her and her kids, because she's a single mother, they got some place to stay. So with the help of the church, and you guys, I don't understand, you guys can't get to the building for them, but you can get this woman her kids. But we was able to raise over $1,400. In 3 days. And so her rent is $800. And so that was not going to be able to, you know, catch her all up on her rent. So what I did was I took that $1,400 and I bought a tent, a family-sized tent that cost a little over $300. And it's going to be set up in the parking lot so her and her family can stay there in the tent. I'm going to keep the rest of the money because that's a fairness fee because I'm the one that went and used my Walmart credit card to get the tent. So I'm going to keep the rest of that money. So if anybody got a problem with you, come see me. And if you come see me, you better be ready to handle me. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund total. Of course, we all know the building fund total offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, mystery, adventure, humor, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, more than a couple of eyebrows. That's about right. Well, I thank you guys for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all eyes are closed and all ears are bowed. Now, look, I normally say if your eyes are closed, you know, unless you're blind and it don't matter. But this time, even if you're blind, I want you to, if they won't stay shut, take your fingers and close your eyes and pull your eyelids down because it's just creepy. It's just creepy. It really is. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. We thank you for opening doors and no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for making a way. I don't know why. What way is that? There's another way. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? The one where they ain't got no insurance. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. I object. Overruled. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to keep us lifted up, Father God. Continue to keep us bound by your word. Hold us close to your bosom, Father God. Protect us and shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. And don't get caught up in no mess. Now, I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you try to stop my love, then my love is like a freight train. I'll run over you. I'll smash you to smithereens. You guys take care. I'll see you next week. Because if I don't see you next week, that just means I miss you next week. It'll be more Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Why? Because I got something special for you. Oh, hint, hint. Next Sunday, I'm going to be interviewing a very special guest on the show. You want to tune in as I interview this world-renowned celebrity guest. I'll give you a hint. It's a person. It's a cliffhanger. But don't miss it. Next Sunday with Nuts with Dre, right here, we are interviewing for the very first time. A huge celebrity guest exclusively next Sunday. I see y'all. I'm excited already. Matter of fact, just a little pee came out. All right, then. You guys take care.
Praise him on the daily. He'll never leave.